Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, January the 18th. We've got a very special guest with us today. She's written a book. The book is called Swimming Against the Tide. Her name is Nan Unglesvay. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thank
Nan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are a delightful lady and you are an inspiration. And I'm so glad that you came today because I want you to, in the 8 minutes that we have here, I want you to share as much of your story as you can with our listeners.
Okay.
You had a stroke back in
2003.
2003. You were swimming alone when you had the stroke.
Right.
What happened?
I was swimming alone and I hit a pool. And it was 15 feet from my house, and I don't know how I got out of the water. Apparently, I got out of the water, and I pulled down the cover. What I do remember is we've got a zipper because it's cool. It's February, so it's cold in Missouri. And there's a zipper over a pool. I do remember picking up the zipper. I do remember that because it was icy outside. Did not want to fall. I do remember that. From then on, I have no memory of what happened. My husband came home, found me in bed, talking like a goofy fruitcake.
When you had this stroke, obviously he took you to the hospital then.
Right.
The doctors told you when you came to again that you would never be able to walk.
Is that right? That's right.
And what was the first thing that went through your head?
First of all, I didn't believe them.
And that's important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's important. She walked in here herself today.
I'm very stubborn.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And you've got a good attitude.
And I said, and help me, and I'll be fine. I'll do whatever you say. And that's what I did.
So you said, when the doctor said you're never going to walk again because of your stroke, you said, well, I respectfully disagree with you.
That's right.
But I am going to walk again.
That's right.
What did they say to you?
They said, well, we'll help you.
Okay, but they didn't believe it, did they?
No, they did not. They did not.
So why do you think you were able to prove them wrong?
Because, first of all, I did everything that they told me to do, which for the rest of my life you have to do. You have to follow what all physical therapists say. You have to say what occupational therapists say, speech therapists say. You have to follow what they say, and you have to follow what they say. You have to have a good neurologist. And
you have to have the right attitude, too.
You have to have the right attitude. Yes.
Right.
And I'm a Norwegian, and I don't cry. Well, when I was in the hospital, they had a game they made me play. And at that time, I was the youngest person that was there. And I went down, and I had to play horseshoes. Well, I don't play horseshoes. And I was in a wheelchair, and I was showing horseshoes. Well, I thought that was the silliest thing to do. And I started, and I went back to, I was crying. I never cry at all. I went back to my husband, and I was crying. He said, look, do something about it. So he said, well, yeah, do something. So the next day, I went to the neurologist, and I said, you're not treating me hard enough. I said, you know, I want to be treated harder. And so he wrote something on his chart, and they said, every time they came to see me, I can't believe this, but just we're supposed to treat you harder. And so they made me walk faster. They made me walk. They made my speech and everything. They did a lot of stuff for me.
So you told them.
Oh,
you
yeah.
told
oh.
them, I want you to push me harder.
I did. And after I left the hospital, after a month, when I was walking, the physio...
You were walking within a month?
Yes. And the social worker said, if you had not gone to that neurologist, you wouldn't be walking today. You wouldn't be as good as you are today. You have to take control of yourself. You have to agree with what they're doing, but you have to take control of yourself. And a lot of people are afraid to do that.
Exactly. They're afraid to do it because they think, and this is not saying that the doctors don't know what they're doing.
No, they did. Okay.
But, and sometimes I think in physical therapy, they will err on the side of safety as to not push you too hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Not wanting to take any chance.
That's right.
I know that with my mother. I would push my mother a lot harder to get her to do things and walk and stay active than the doctors would. And that's what you were doing with yourself.
That's right, yeah.
You decided to write a book.
Yes, I did.
This is a book of inspiration, isn't it?
It's a fun book, yeah. It's a fun book. I mean, you have to be persistent about what you're doing, but you have to have fun with it.
Yeah. The book is called Swimming Against the Tide. You got against is upside down.
On purpose, right. Yeah.
I mean, the lady knows what she's doing. I'm not questioning you. And I think the happy attitude that you have makes a big difference too.
It does. I know that.
So somebody listening today who may be going through what you went through and it looks pretty bleak.
Right.
What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, selfishly, I'll tell them to buy my book.
Buy your book.
Buy my book.
Okay, where can you buy your book? That's number one.
Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com.
Okay.
And I've got a website. And, yeah.
What's your website?
It's swimmingagainstthetide.net.
Swimmingagainstthetide.net.
Net. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So that's the first thing you're going to tell them buy this book.
Right.
And if they can't go out and buy it themselves, have somebody else buy it.
Now, some people that I've talked to haven't been able to read before they read my book, but now they can read because it's written in big type. It's by the American Blind Association. We've got permission to use their typesite, so it's big set for them.
Okay. So that's your first thing. After they've read your book, what do you say?
Well, first of all, you have to be very persistent. Whatever the neurologist and everything they told you to do, you have to do.
Even a little bit more than what they tell you to do?
More than what you could tell to do. Yes. Like, it'd be neat if, for example, I don't have never had a good sense of balance. But it'd be neat for them to know ahead of time I didn't have a good sense of balance. But you can't do that before you have a stroke. They don't test you before you had a stroke.
Right.
And it'd be neat to know if you have ahead of time. But you don't know. Right.
So. Yeah. Well, you are living proof that miracles do happen. Mm-hmm. Do you attribute it also to a miracle?
When I got out of this water and I was alive, something did come to me. I should do something. And writing this book is something I did.
So you had an inspiration when you got out of the water before you were even healed that you should write a book.
Yeah, I did. I did because I was alive.
Yeah, I would say that was a miracle.
I was alive.
And you were spared. You were supposed to be alive so you could help other people.
That's right.
And keep laughing.
That's right. That's right.
Man,
that's
you're a great lady. I'm so glad that I've met you.
Good.
And you were a professor at the university also.
Yes, I was.
Well, once a professor, always a professor, right?
Yes.
So
okay.
You can get the book at Barnes & Noble www.swimmingagainstthetide.net.
And Amazon.com.
And Amazon.com. Oh, you're on all the big time stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Right. Okay, our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. This lady knows what she's doing. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for listening. And go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. Bye-bye.